Hi, I'm Carol. Excuse me. I am a compulsive overeater and I also am a food addict. And I want to thank Judy for asking me to speak today. I am a little nervous because I just got up. So give you a little background about me. I lived with my mom and dad and my brother. And we had this perfect little family. And then all of a sudden, when I was about 2 years old, my dad had a bipolar episode, which completely changed our whole dynamic of our family and really changed my whole entire life. He had severe episodes for until he died. However, we moved in with my grandparents when we were 2 years old, and she became my primary caretaker. My dad was in and out of mental hospitals for years and tried several suicide attempts. So I learned at an early age that food became my best friend. No matter what I was, happy, mad, sad, glad. My grandmother would try to help me out by giving me sweets. She would give me anything that would appease me. The more sugar, the better I felt. I had like cinnamon toast. I remember all this stuff that I used to eat when I was younger that comforted me and they helped resolve my feelings. And I felt like food was my best friend. It would never leave me. It comforted me. The more sugar I ate, the more I loved it, the more I was able to cope with life. However, it set me into a depression even when I was a child. I remember I was the heaviest in class. I couldn't do anything. I wanted to go take dance lessons, do roller skating, everything that a child likes to do. And I wasn't able to do it because I was so heavy. The kids used to tease me. I remember once I was so excited. My mom, I was always into like fat girl clothes. They were those polyester pants and nothing cute, just black pants all the time, stretch pants. And I always said, I want to dress like the normal girls. I don't want to be heavy anymore and look like this. But so my mom, what she did was she went and found me a pair of really cute pink jeans and a pink top. And I was so excited I got to dress like the normal kids. And I went outside to play. And when I walked out the door, one of the guys that lived across the street, he goes, "Oh, look, here comes the pink elephant." And it was just like, it like hurt me so bad that that's how people thought of me. And I think I was around 7 years old at the time. The more they teased me, the more I ate, and I became obsessed with food. I'm preoccupied with food my whole entire life. Like, just, I could never figure out why my mind was just like, how could you get up in the morning and in the morning think about food continuously? And that's how I was every day. I'm 67 years old now. So my whole life was like that. I would think in the morning, I would think, what am I going to have for breakfast? And then right after breakfast, it was like, what am I having for lunch? And then what am I going to have for dinner? And then I was even thinking, what am I going to have the next day? My whole life centered around food. So then I tried to go on a diet. As a matter of fact, when I was little, I remember sitting on the porch and people would say like I wasn't even sitting there. They talked to me like I wasn't even sitting there. And they would say, "Boy, she has such a pretty face. Too bad she's so fat." And they'd always talk like I was a picture on the wall and couldn't hear them. And they would, I remember my uncle used to come up to me and say, "Boy, did you get fat?" And I tried every diet imaginable. I tried Weight Watchers. I tried Atkins. I tried Optifast. I even did Optifast, which is a liquid diet. I did that for 6 months. And after I went off of that, I gained all my weight back. I have gained and lost over 1,500 pounds in my life. I would lose 150 pounds, gain it all back with a little bit of a bonus there. I'd gain 10 or 15 extra pounds. Then I'd lose that and gain that back. But the more I dieted, the more I gained, and the more I felt like a failure. I felt really a lot of shame and like, I could never figure out what's going on with me. I was the only food per, upset, compulsive overeater in my family. No one else had this, and I couldn't take it anymore. So what I did then was I decided to go to a treatment center, and I went to a 12-step. It was an inpatient treatment center. I went for 30 days, and I got abstinent, and I did a lot of work there. And my plan when I got out of there was to go do like I'm sorry, that something's going on with the computer, and it was anyways, something it didn't work for me at that time, because when I got out of there, they had told me to they showed told me what to do, which was attend meetings, follow the program. And I got out of there, and I used my food plan just as a diet. I didn't clean up my past. I didn't work the program. I just decided to follow the food plan. I lost 150 pounds, and I was abstinent for about 2 years. And after that, I always said I have this little guy sitting on my shoulder. His name is Ed, my eating disorder guy. And he would sit there and he would talk to me and say, "You know what? You've been on this food plan for 2 years. You haven't had sugar. I bet you can just have one piece of pie." And so I thought, okay, let me have a piece of pie. And that piece of pie turned into 5-year binge. Another thing that I did, I got abstinent after that again, just by following a food plan. And I then to go off of that, I said, well, I'm going to start out with just eating anything I want just on Fridays. So I would eat what I wanted on Fridays. And then, well, I didn't gain any weight, so let me try Saturday. So then Friday and Saturday, I went, had a cheat day in my mind. Eventually, I went and I just back to 7 days, gained all my weight back. And it only this time it came back with a vengeance. I did see that once I gave up the sugar and flour and I was abstinent, once I put one bite of sugar in my mouth, it was like boom, it came back with a vengeance, and I just couldn't stop. I got obsessed with food again, and I just ate like crazy. I could not stop eating. And the thing is, once I stopped, I couldn't stay stopped. I really believe that saying, like, I couldn't stop. My binges started over again. One night I thought, you know what, I'm going to eat a bowl of Raisin Bran. And that Raisin Bran, I ate the whole box in one sitting. And I remember waking up in the middle of the night, and I was in such pain. And I got in a really hot bathtub, and I said, please, dear God, please help me live, because I felt like I was dying in there. And I said, oh, I will never do this again, I promise. Well, I didn't do it again until the next time. I used to fight with my son. I would buy all his food, and then by the time he got up the next morning, all my his food would be gone. And we would get into a big fight over it because I ate all his food. And then one time I went into, I ended up going to a convenience store, and I was at the counter, and there were all these people in there. And the girl behind the counter, she said, boy, you look really familiar. And I just ignored her because I was so shameful and embarrassed how I looked at the time. And she said, what's your name? And I said, Carol. And she said, oh my God, Carol, you were that. What happened to that beautiful body you used to have in high school? You got so fat. And I was like, I wanted to die. I just wanted to die, that's the impression people had of me. And again, I decided to go to another treatment program, and this time it was for 3 months. And I got abstinent again, but my disease was always just lurking in the background there. And I was abstinent for, well, this time probably about 3 years. And I went to my brother's wedding, and I saw a table of cookies there, and I looked at them and I thought, I can have one cookie. I've been sugar-free for all these years, and I can have one cookie and be fine. I ended up having one cookie. I put like 25 cookies on my plate. I stuffed them in my pockets, and then I went into the bathroom of the hall and I ate them. And I was standing in the elevator to go home, and I thought, oh my God, it's back again. And I went on another binge and gained 150 pounds back. And I felt mentally, physically, I was totally exhausted from doing that. I felt totally powerless. I didn't know what else to do. And no amount of willpower could have relieved me of what I was going through. I just, I was a smoker. I smoked for 13 and a half years. I ate 7 to 10 candy bars a day. And one day I just decided, you know what? I'm not going to do this anymore. Gave up the chocolate, gave up the smoking. And that was back in 1979. And I have never, ever had one again. And I couldn't figure out, boy, if I could do that, then why can't I stop eating? It was just something that got totally a hold of my whole, my whole being. And I felt like I was in a mental prison. So come back in 2020, after being in a 15-year binge and things got extremely bad, I couldn't fit into any clothes. I was up to the largest size I could fit into in a, I think it was like a 3X. Going on an airplane, I love to travel, and I was sitting on the airplane and I thought, oh my gosh, I can't put the seatbelt on. What am I going to do? So I asked very nondiscreetly if the steward, the attendant could get me a seatbelt extension. And she came down the aisle and she goes, who's the one that wanted the seatbelt? And I'm like, oh my God, I wanted to die. It was so humiliating and embarrassing that here I needed an extension to fit around me because I couldn't fit in the seat. I was almost ready to buy two seats just to fit in it. My eating was nonstop. We bought a house down in Florida, and when I was down there, I started drinking, and I was drinking like 7 to 8 beers a day, every day. My weight at this time ballooned up to 270 pounds. I wasn't an alcoholic, though. I remember going to the doctor, and my blood pressure was really high. And I went back a few months later, and I had been drinking for like 3 years like this. And I went to the doctor, and he said, boy, your blood pressure is normal. And I said, I quit drinking beer. He goes, just like that. And I said, yeah. And it's like, well, if I could quit all of these other things, why can't I quit eating? It was nonstop eating. It was something, and it like lived in my head 24/7. It just, I just couldn't believe how something as important as food, but something that it just amazed me that I could not stop eating. And finally, back in 2020, we were in the house in Florida, and it got so bad. I would tell my husband I was going to the post office, and every day I'd go to the post office, and then I'd go to the Dairy Queen, and I'd come home, and then I would hide in the bath, a bedroom, and I would stop and buy a bunch of candy or cookies, whatever, and I ate it in the bedroom. And then I was one night he was sitting in the living room, and I snuck a box of cereal and a bowl and the milk and hid it in my closet until he went to bed. And then I went in and ate it all. And another thing I used to do was just after he went to bed, I would just go out and eat tablespoons and tablespoons of peanut butter. And it just got to the point where I was ready to lose my mind. It was either I had to do something drastic,
5 minutes remaining, Carol.
thank you. I had to do something drastic. I either had to go back to OA or I had to kill myself. And killing myself was not an option, but I didn't want to live like this. So this time, I ended up going to a program for just a week. I got abstinent, which my abstinence is no flour, no sugar, 3 meals a day, nothing in between. I do have, excuse me, I have 4 meals a day because I have something at night. And but this time I decided I'm going to do something different. I'm going to work a program like I'm supposed to. I just got a food plan. I weigh and measure my food every day. If I get 4 ounces of protein, I don't get 3.9 or 4.1. I do 4 points. That's it. I commit my food to a sponsor daily, and I've been doing this for 2.5 years straight. I worked steps with a sponsor. I try to attend at least 3 meetings a day. I do make 3 phone calls a day. I pray, I meditate. If my sponsor says jump, I say how high, because I couldn't live my life the way I was living it anymore. I just couldn't. It was awful. And since I started doing this and following what was required, I have made a total 360 degree turnaround of my life. I'm a better mom, a better friend, a better mother. I'm no longer obsessed with food and cravings. I have peace around my food. I have a very successful business that I've owned for 21 years. I'm a part of my business now where I've never been like mentally there. And for the first time in my life, I can honestly say I can look in the mirror and I actually love myself. And I have never, ever in 67 years felt that way. And the one thing I wanted to say about the 67 years old was I remember when I came back to OA and I was following this food plan, my husband said, "You know what, Carol, you're 65 years old. You're never going to be able to lose that weight." He said, "You know, your body's changed, you're different." And it has truly, truly been, by the grace of God, an amazing that I have been abstinent for 2.5 years. I've lost at least 130 pounds, and now I'm maintaining it. And that's the first time in my life. And I do have to say that I feel like a lot of fear is helping me stay. It's healthy fear because it's helping me stay abstinent, because I know if I just take that one bite of sugar, my life is going to be totally uncontrollable again. And it's through the grace of God and this program that I'm able to do this. And with that, I'm going to pass. And thank you for allowing me to share my story.